we're going to bring in Mike Rogers along with Brad Card. I think former Congressman Rogers is with us already, GMI Studios. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me. It's a good day so far.
Well, you know, you hear, it really depends on who you talk with, but you have a unique background, a unique perspective on this in terms of how the administration, how our military handled this. We first heard about it going into the weekend, and it just sort of hovered over the U.S. And, you know, was it good patience exercised by the Biden administration and our military officials, or did we wait too long?
Well, I would have much rather had the ability to lower that thing down, grab a hold of it, and find out exactly what suite of collection equipment was on that balloon. Blowing into smithereens, you know, maybe that's a bit of a sugar high, but what we really needed to do is find out what kind of capabilities were on that balloon. Now we're not going to know any of that. And they said, and I'm sure what they were doing is jamming it. Really important. But the most important thing is the fact that we just don't know what they collected, where they shot back up to a satellite to send it back to China, those kinds of things. Having, you know, physical access of that would have meant we had to have the capability to take a look at all of that.
I was reading, Congressman, over the weekend that China has more than a few of these. They're about the size of a bus. What exactly are they doing that high up? Are they looking at strategic nuclear missile sites in the U.S.? Are they looking at cities? What any intelligence they can gather? Can you shed any insight on what they were trying to, what intelligence might have been secured by the Chinese?
Yeah, so what they're trying to do is get any signals coming off a military base, a nuclear facility, anything that would provide some insight about how, who, what, when we do things in the U.S. on the ground. And remember, there's other things that they can put on there. So they call it a suite of technology that, you know, we might put on a satellite to do collection. They, I'm going to guess, put something like that on these balloons. And so, yeah, they could say, oh, it's a civilian balloon, but it's also collecting radio signals, radio frequencies, any signature that's coming out around any facility of interest. They're going to grab that signal. They're going to send that signal back to China, and then they're going to try to evaluate what does that mean for us, and what intelligence can we gather from all of those signals. That's what makes it particularly dangerous, and for them just to allow them to float over the United States, even if they're trying to jam that thing, we just don't know if they had the capability, even when we're jamming, to flip to something we didn't understand and send it back up to a satellite. Remember, that's just a nanosecond of time as they can burst up to these satellites and get all that data off that balloon.
You're listening to Mike Rogers. He's a former member of Congress of Michigan's 8th Congressional District, had a high-ranking position, I believe, House Intelligence, also a former law enforcement official, and supported by the FBI agents, the group, if you will, to at one point be the director of the FBI. I want to ask you this, and J-Dog, if Brad Card's with us, one of our experts and analysts, let me know, if Brad's on the GMI studio line. But Mike Rogers, I want to ask you this. For context on this story, the Chinese balloon, the spy story, we obviously have to look out for our interest as well, the United States of America, around the world. I'm sure we look at stuff from different ways, and it's an intelligence game. That's not new. It goes back decades with countries like the former Soviet Union and so forth. But had we had some kind of a spy balloon that went into Chinese airspace, how do you think the Chinese would have reacted?
I think that thing would have been down in about 30 seconds.
Really?
And what they would have tried to do, and this is what we don't know, would they have the capability to try to tether that thing and get it down? It's very complicated. I'm not saying we could do it very easily, but that should have been our goal. And apparently there's one of these that crashed near Hawaii. Our defense and intelligence officials should have already been saying, all right, this is going to happen again. How do we get that thing down? I think they would have shot it down and or tried to capture it. Now, we wouldn't use a balloon like this. We wouldn't put it over their territorial land like this. We have other ways that we can collect on different kind of frequencies and signals, and including satellites.
Yeah. Interesting. Mike Rogers, I tend to be rather direct sometimes on the presidential primary front. I've been doing this a few years, as they say, like the Allstate commercial. Are you going to be running for president on the Republican side in 2024?
Well, you know, there's too early for any of those conversations, but it's not too early to have conversations in states that are just going to have an outsized impact on this, like New Hampshire, Iowa, Nevada. If we're going to change the kind of political narrative to be a more solutions-oriented party, I think now is the time to do that. And you think about it, this balloon, the China balloon, gives you a great example and gives average Americans that don't get to see all the classified materials that folks like I did, is that, listen, China is being very, very aggressive. You know, TikTok is a part of it. This air balloon is a part of it. Their cyber events are a part of it. And their economic extortion around the world to try to make sure that they are the leading producer of just about everything. Remember, China doesn't want an ally. They want a customer. They'd love to sell the United States Chinese-made anything, including electric cars, by the way, which is a whole other conversation. So I'm out having those kinds of conversations. As we like to say, we're exploring rather to exploring to explore.
Right.
The possibility that this is the kind of message that might get America's attention and put us all, as a country and as a party, in a much better place to compete with China.
All right, before we go to a break, let me ask you this, Mike Rogers. Governor Chris Sununu, our own governor of New Hampshire, was on ABC's This Week, this weekend, and he's been out there, I wouldn't say hinting at his own aspirational presidential aspirations for 2024. He's outright broadcasting, but he's also turning up the heat in a very subtle but direct way, saying that Donald Trump, there's no love loss in New Hampshire. People know this in the political circles between Governor Sununu's camp and Donald Trump circles, but saying he can't get it done if he were the nominee in 2024, even against Joe Biden. You have Governor DeSantis sitting in Florida with maybe upwards of $80 million to put towards a race. Probably won't hear anything till the spring. Mike Pompeo was on the show just a week ago. Nikki Haley's in this thing. Does it matter to you who gets into this, and is the Republican Party still the party of Donald Trump or not?
I think people are ready to move on. I really do. And think about it. You know, we have a strategic competitor on the horizon, and we have massive issues that we have to deal with here at home to put ourselves in a position to compete. Last year, we graduated over half of our high school seniors couldn't read past the sixth grade level. China is actually doubling the number of PhDs in science, technology, engineering, and math in the United States every single year. And they keep telling us, listen, we're coming to get you. Are we ready? Are we having adult conversations about what we need to do as a country to be prepared for a China that wants to take our legs out from under us internationally? My argument is no, and we need this voice, this discussion, this conversation in the upcoming 2024 elections. Our politics, has to be bigger than where we are today. And America has always been bigger than her problems, but it sure doesn't feel that way. And I think voters across New Hampshire that I've talked to that are really interested in solutions and moving forward, and I have found that everywhere else around the country. And now it's just a matter of, can we connect with enough people to say, okay, time to move on. This is a really important part of American history, and we better get it right if we want our kids and grandkids to enjoy the same America we enjoy today.
Certainly China will probably be an escalating issue as we get towards 2024. Mike Rogers, thank you so much for joining us, GMI Studios. Good morning, New Hampshire. Jack Heath, I appreciate the time. Congressman, we'll get you back again soon.
I hope so. Thanks, Jack. Look forward to talking to you.